Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to step out of the fog of confusion and into a deeper connection with spirit? Karen Hager is ready to light up your day with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keeps the atmosphere positive and generous. Now here's the host of Out of the Fog, Karen Hager.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. And I am glad you're here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And that means no matter when you're listening, no matter how you found us, you are here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour inspires you and helps you move forward. Now, I know from my own life that sometimes we get spiritual wake-up calls. And those wake-up calls can feel more like obstacles than delightful gifts. So what do you do when life hits you upside the head? Well, my guest on today's show is Kimberly Rooney, and she knows a thing or two about this from her own experience of having her life changed by a devastating illness and then being able to transform that into work that is helping people all over the world. She's here to share what you need to know to overcome adversity, to take control of how you respond to those wake-up calls, and to create more happiness and inner peace. I will introduce you to Kimberly in just a moment, but first, would you please head over to KarenHager.com and just click on everything? That is the best place to find out about what's happening next on this show, to learn about upcoming classes and events, and much more. The next Out of the Fog Salon is on Saturday, December 14th, and that is the online gallery reading where everybody on the call gets a reading from me, and we all have a metric ton of fun in the meantime. This is a high vibration experience that lets you bring your most urgent question, whether it's about abundance or relationship or soul path or anything else, and you can get intuitive guidance from me. We'll meet on Saturday, December 14th. You can get all the details at KarenHager.com. In February, I am heading back to San Francisco and Los Angeles, and I don't have all the details up on the website yet, but I wanted to give you a head up. If you have been wondering about having a private in-person session with me, and you're in the San Francisco Bay Area or in Los Angeles, would you email me to let me know? Also, if you're interested in hosting a private gallery, that might be me with a few of your friends, and we do an exciting, fun group experience. Email me to let me know if you're interested in that. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at KarenHager.com. And as always, if you are looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, I'd love to connect with you privately. You can find out more about what to expect when we work together at KarenHager.com. And now, Kimberly Rooney's passion is to inspire others to find their personal power and radiate happiness from the inside out. She's the author of Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls, What to Do When Life Hits You Upside the Head. Kim's currently working on a video series called Convos with Kim, and she looks forward to writing her second book about connecting life's dots to understand the beauty in which our lives are guided. She volunteers for the local Arthritis Foundation and is working towards sponsoring camps for kids with arthritis. Her dreams to inspire include producing meaningful TV to promote change, hosting a talk show with others to inspire, and doing philanthropic work to bring more awareness to the disease and treatment of arthritis. You can find out more about all the wonderful stuff Kim is up to at KimberlyARooney.com. Kim, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking forward to this because those wake-up calls, at least for me, seem to come more often around the holidays. I don't know if that's because it brings up old patterns, old things that maybe we've been resisting, but I'm talking with a lot of people just even in the last week who are feeling like life is hitting them upside the head.
You know, it's so true. And it's amazing you bring that up because my diagnosis and when it first started was around the holidays.
Oh.
And so I think there's something there to the stress. I mean, there's big energy in December, a lot of transformation going on. I think you're onto something for sure.
Now, the diagnosis that you mentioned, can you share the whole story? The whole story is in the book. Can you share a little bit about what your life was like before the diagnosis and then how that changed you?
I'm sure. Life before, from a physical standpoint, I was that ultimate tomboy. Loved playing tackle football in the snow with the guys. Was happy to be on the ski slopes. In the summer, my greatest passion in life was water skiing. I once did learn how to barefoot. And when I fell barefoot, I was like, nah, that's okay. I'll just stick to a ski. But I really, that's what was my confidence, was the fact that I could pick up any sporting tool, a tennis racket, a football, you name it, a baseball bat, and just go out there and enjoy life outside, inside, guys, girls, whatever it was. I mean, I really, truly had that confidence, and I had a drive to do that. I was a mother of a young 2-year-old daughter, a wonderful husband, and it was just, life was grand. I had a job that I traveled a ton. It was that white picket fence sort of thing that you would see from the outside and physical. Inside, a little more turmoil, living life, as I call it, on a conveyor belt. And we'll come back to that in the second part of the description. And then one day I was going to work. I had a very physical job in retail, and I noticed I was limping and had a little discomfort in, ironically, just one of my toes. So I ended up just going to the doctor because it persisted, and he was like, oh, just something local, you'll be fine. Fine, not so much. It was about 8 months until it really sort of started creeping through all of my, my feet, my ankles, up into my hands and my wrists. And then it took a little bit longer for them to truly give it some diagnosis because, to be honest, I had nothing wrong with me with all the tests. I had no RA factors, nothing. I mean, the doctors were like, all you have is this arthritis symptom, but nothing internally says that there's anything wrong. But eventually it got to the point where I couldn't open my mouth wide enough to get a forkful of food in, do basic things like brush my teeth, very, very physical job, and even worse, what gave me passion in life was the sports. That wasn't even anywhere on the radar. The thought of touching anything was just sheer pain.
Now, Kim, we're moving into our break. We're going to leave you there in pain, and I promise we will resolve it. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, where we will resolve Kim's pain and hear the rest of her story after this.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Kimberly Rooney. She is the author of the new book, Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls. I love this title, Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls, What to Do When Life Hits You Upside the Head. Great book. You can get the book. You can find out more at KimberlyARooney.com. Now, Kim, when we went to the break, this immobility, this pain was spreading through your body from your toes. When we went to break, you weren't even able to open your mouth enough to allow a spoon in. How did you get a diagnosis? What happened?
Well, finally, I convinced my doctor that I needed to see a specialist. I was like, obviously something's wrong. I can no longer live life here. So I went, and the rheumatologist said, you know, you don't always need to have the technical blood test and all that. You know, it's acting like this, so this is what we're going to call it. And naive me, I was like, okay, no problem. You know, and he gave me my cocktail of medicine, and and that did help. You know, that got me up and moving, and being able to live life until you start to feel the side effects and the coma from a handful of medicine, which is no fun either.
No.
So that's that kind of. That life went on for 18 months, maybe to 2 years. And then this miraculous thing just happened. Like, people would come. I wasn't shy about talking about it because I was a bit ashamed of my inability to do some of the things I wasn't able to do before. And when I met new people, this was one of my big stresses. So I would, you know, I have rheumatoid arthritis, blah, blah, blah. And people would just say things like, you know, have you heard that gluten might, you know, have something to do with it? And I developed this crazy open mind, like anything, you know. I looked at it as what if. What if that makes my life better? What if that helps? What if that, you know, helps me move past all of this? So I just became a sponge to everything that anybody said. And teachers came out of the way. I mean, everybody was joining my conga line. It was fantastic. And that started the transformation. You know, it started with a physical change because that seemed to be what was wrong, right? My body needed some tender, loving care. So I started with food and eliminating different foods, which is, you know, a huge chapter in the first section of my book. And that made a difference. I lost gluten. I lost sugar. I lost dairy. And, you know, medicine started to trickle away. With every change I made, my number of medications would go down. I was making choices, difficult choices to in change, but they were making positive experiences for me. So I kept wanting more and more and more. And then the most fabulous thing happened is I went through a huge stress period in my job. Like, I could just feel my life shifting again. And this was probably 10 years into it all. And then one of the most beautiful teachers ever came and said, have you read, she gave me a book to read, and it changed everything. It showed me, and it was Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks, but that started my spiritual journey. And when I could look at life from the inside out and really understand that I was creating Arthur, as I call it. I decided not to call it rheumatoid arthritis and call it Arthur because Arthur made it more like a friend than a foe. It was sort of my dance partner. You know, we could learn to dance gracefully versus saying I had this, you know, sort of heavy rock disease sort of thing. And as we started dancing, and I took responsibility for it, I saw my transformation with food and the physical body. So when I moved into the spiritual place and was like, okay, so I called in Arthur, what is it that, why? You know, not why, what did I do, or why am I a bad person, or not that, it's why. What choices am I making that spirit is trying to get me to wake up and notice? Like, obviously some of the little things that were happening during my life, the wake-up calls weren't working. So it's like, that's why I call it a spiritual 2x4. It's like, I literally, it was like, smack me over the head and have me start looking at life differently. And what I realized is I was living life and making choices to make other people happy and not centering that inside of myself. I was living on a conveyor belt, not doing what I really dreamt about because that wouldn't be the right thing to do, or what would people think if I failed? You know, those types of things. Like water skiing, I said, was my biggest passion. And I wanted to go to the Tommy Bartlett water ski show. I wanted to take, you know, lessons to be able to get to that point. But I was afraid of failing, or what would people think, or why is she here? She's not good enough. Those types of things. That was what was, I believe, you know, creating the space to having my heart want to get my attention.
Mm. And we all in our way maybe have our own Arthur, have that thing that we carry that we have an uneasy relationship or a partnership relationship with, that obstacle, that issue that's unresolved that we're trying to transform our relationship around.
Yes, so true. And I've learned through my excitement with this when I talk to people that it's a really hard sort of nugget to swallow, to say, you know, I have this horrible thing, this 2x4 in my life that really was, you know, took the flame and passion out of it for a short time. And yet to accept the fact that I invited that in, you know, that's a hard one for people to get their arms around. But when we truly, and I believe this through every morsel of my being, that when we accept that and we take personal power over it, that we can actually then create change versus being in a space of this happened to me type of thing.
When you say, when you're talking about inviting it in and taking personal responsibility, I talk a lot with people who are in pain and see that as a punishment. I invited this in because I'm a bad person and I didn't say my affirmations right, or I haven't lived a good life and now I'm being punished. You don't see it that way. Can you clarify for people the difference between inviting it in and having it given to you because you've been a very, very naughty girl?
Yes, no. And I, at first, you know, I talk about this in the book, you know, my first was, what have I done? What, you know, what did I do to deserve this? But that wasn't it at all. It's truly, what am I not doing to create my fabulous life? Because that's why I'm here. I was born to have something truly inspiring, and I was on a conveyor belt that wasn't allowing me to step off of it long enough to find it. And so that was my heart and my soul saying, you need to make different choices. You know, you have this great opportunity, and you're not seeing it. So I'm just coming in to give you this nudge or hit over the head to get you to open up, to understand that there's a different way to look at life. And for me personally, that was to say that I needed to fill myself. I needed to make choices for me, not from a selfish ego standpoint, but from a very loving place. You know, everybody uses the analogy of the airplane. You know, with oxygen mask comes down, you put your own on first so you can help other people. Cliche as it is, it's so true. And that's what I wasn't doing. I was depleting myself by making choices to make everybody around me happy. You know, this is what my parents would want me to do because it's responsible, or this is what my husband would want me to do, and then when I don't do it, I feel bad. I was creating scenarios for other people instead of letting them choose and respond to, you know, whatever was going on, whether it was me creating something or somebody else, that I truly just needed to get to a place where I saw that inner love and made choices in my life from that point, because ultimately it helped everybody around me. I have a better relationship with my husband. I have a better relationship with my daughter, with my friends. I have new friends who, you know, enjoy this space, and it's just lit life up. And I just every day, I mean, every day is not la la land. There are still challenges in life, and that's what life is about. That's how we grow. That's a human need. But I wake up grateful, and that gratitude for not only Arthur but just life in general. I mean, that's the place. It's not. I never was bad. I was just making choices that weren't going to lead me to this amazing place. It just took Arthur to get me there.
And that conveyor belt wasn't a very, wasn't a place where you could maybe be very generous or be giving or receiving with the full alignment that maybe you're in now. That kind of makes this a gift instead of something awful.
Oh, so true. That is 100% it, because being on that conveyor belt or having blinders on, you know, however you want to do the visual of it, is actually quite self-centered, because you're so focused on just staying in the same path that, you know, when that opportunity to be generous or, you know, to be kind or compassionate or forgiving enters, it's almost like it bounces off. It can't get past the masks. Like I talk in there that I had a mask collection, you know, as grand as my shoe collection. And, you know, that was blocking all of that out. Where today I, you know, when you get to this place, then it's all of a sudden when an opportunity comes to dish out a compliment or to help somebody who can't help themselves, or, I mean, whatever the act of kindness is, like, that feels amazing. Not only to me, but to the other person, and then to anybody that happens to be around. I mean, it just ripples. It's a ripple effect.
This is wonderful stuff. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Kimberly Rooney. She's the author of Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls. You can find out more about Kim and her work at KimberlyARooney.com. When we come back after this break, I want to talk with Kim about how we can, through forgiveness, through gratitude, generosity, manifest better lives for ourselves, no matter what the obstacle is. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back after this.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, and my guest is Kimberly Rooney. She is the author of the new book, Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls, What to Do When Life Hits You Upside the Head. And Kim, we were talking before the break about your transformation and your own personal story. And I'd love to now, let's take this a little bit broader, because you created this book to help other people transform their obstacles, no matter what they are. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. It was that moment after a doctor's appointment when he told me that I was fine and to call him when I needed him. And I had been seeing him every 3 to 4 months for years and years and years. And I thought, oh my, I mean, I started crying. I still get all choked up when I talk about it because it was just this most magical moment. And I'm driving home and there was this, I'm like, I need to write this down. I need to write a book. And then it hit me. Kim, you really don't like to write, like, a book? Really? But that was that moment outside the conveyor belt. Like, if I hadn't gone through all of this, I would never have been able to accept this very illogical moment of writing a book when I could stressed out about writing a news, you know, just a tiny little letter to a customer to say, okay, let's do this. But it really, it never left me. And then as soon as I surrendered to it, the teachers just showed up and voila, here we are. And so it is, it right down to the core of gratitude at the middle of the soul is just to help people be able to move past what's happening in their life, whether it's a wake-up call or it's a full-on 2x4. To say, you know, there's hope. There's a story of a woman who went through this, who had what seemed to be this amazing life, and then this 2x4 hits, and you know, and then the journey of going through it, and then today life is better than it's ever been, and I still have Arthur. So that is truly the journey of what the book is about. And I wrote it as a journey. You know, it starts with ourselves and looking into ourselves. It's change and it's self-love and self-awareness. And of course, the human body. It's like we need our physical vessels in order to get to our dreams. And then my favorite chapter, which is really the heart and the love of it all.
Do you think that we need wake-up calls? Do we have to have them? Is there any way to avoid this being smacked over the head so many times?
Absolutely. I do. I truly believe that, you know, we can make these choices without getting it. I see the challenge is that, you know, life sort of takes us in the current of the river, right? And we follow along. And when we get the hints or the gut feelings that this we're supposed to take a right turn or hop off on the bank and explore this little place a little bit, you know, that seems illogical to us as to how we're taught in life. So we're, life's okay. We're swimming along here in the current and we just keep going. And then we get this feeling, it's like, okay, let's jump off the bank and over here on the left is something cool. And we see it and we can feel it in our gut and it's like, no, you know, it would be better. I have bills to pay. You know, let's keep going on and doing life in the safe place, in that comfortable place, or in what we know. That's what our DNA, you know, what our cells hold for us is to just keep going. So ironically, what happens then is, you know, the heart and the intuition really wants your attention. So then it just gets a little, you know, more than the gut. You start getting more wake-up calls or the 2x4s. And that's how it happens. So I truly believe if we had the courage to follow the illogical gut sometimes, because the head, you know, is what we're taught. The gut knows all. The heart knows all. And that's what I truly believe. But that's a scary place.
That intuition is so important too.
Yeah.
That sometimes, at least this is true for me. I didn't learn to really trust my intuition until I had a big spiritual wake up call that put me in a place where I almost had no choice but to rely on my intuition. I hadn't felt like I had almost no choice but to say yes. We always have free will. We can always decide we're going to jump out of the river or we're going to stay in. But I didn't really learn to trust my intuition until I had one of those wake-up calls.
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes we have wake-up calls, a few of them along the way, but they don't always, they're sometimes strong enough to really get our attention unless we're aware. We're aware that this is, you know, what life is bringing us. And then we, you know, get those like you, where you get to that place of despair and you're like, if I don't, you know, I mean, where's life? Where's passion? You know, for me, I was 29 years old. Like, that's young. That's too young to sit up, curl in a ball, and just let it happen.
Right. Right. And I swallowed a lot of my good stuff until I was about 42. And that was my big, I've had a series of 2x4s. Unfortunately, I tend to be a little bit stubborn.
You're alone in that, by the way.
Sometimes spirit grabs you and go, listen, lie down, lady, because we can't make you listen any other way. But I was 42 when I had a huge shift in my life. Now, a big part of what you talk about in the book, there's a gorgeous chapter on forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you can say a little bit about the role of forgiveness in helping people transform their obstacles.
I think the first is to remind everybody that forgiveness is for us and not for the other person. That, for me, was one of the biggest aha moments, and it literally still, like, I am just lit up with craziness right now. Like, the energy is awesome. When you realize that forgiving somebody else for something you feel they've wronged you, it is for yourself not to carry around the heaviness of bitterness or anger or hurt. It's really to release you from that. Because the reality of it is that the person that you hold that for probably has moved on and doesn't think about it. Or they're hanging on to their own hurt and walking around with that too. But that's none of your business. That's their thing, right? So when we can get into this place of saying, and it rolls around to the gratitude and compassion to it all too, of showing love to the person instead of the anger, the hurt, or the bitterness, the negative feeling. If we move into the love of it, one of the instances that I talk about in there is I had an encounter with a family member that was very, very, very hurtful. And this was my first sort of test to allowing and letting go and forgiving. And it was truly to sit down with a piece of paper, write this person's name at the top, and every day write down what was fantastic about that person, what made that person an amazing soul, right? How to get there through hearing horrible things coming out of that person's mouth to myself, but you, when you do that, you release all of the anger. When you take responsibility for it and say, no, I'm not going to hold on to this, and surround that person with love is totally freeing. I mean, that is the best way to describe it. It's like shedding a 2-ton weight right off the top of you.
I love what you say about how the other person isn't always paying attention. The healing and forgiveness is for me. It's not for the person who I'm working through that relationship with.
Nope. It's their job to release whatever sparked that moment anyway, because whatever sparked that action that they, projected on to you, or, for her instance, this person projected on to me, was a place of healing for them. And that's their thing. That's their thing to work out and work through. And that's part of their path in life. A wonderful teacher once said to me, when you encounter somebody who really gets under your skin or is just sort of an abrasive person, remember that underneath all of that is a beautiful soul just like yours. It just looks different on the outside, and they have their own path. And that's part of forgiveness too. I thought that just hit me like, boom, wow, so true. I've got my stuff, right? We all have our stuff that sometimes has us react in more of an abrasive way than we would truly want to. We want to be loving. That's we're born loving. Mm-hmm. And so it's to have compassion for the space that they're in and that what they're working through, and to find the good in them.
And at the same time, it doesn't mean that we continue to allow ourselves to hold that energy of being a victim of whatever the abrasive person is doing or saying or whatever to us.
Yes, absolutely. That is the true heart of forgiveness, is to let that go for yourself. Because holding bitterness for somebody else, you think that that's going to do a revenge sort of thing or be rectifying in some way, but it's not. It's just holding something that can make you sick. I mean,
yes.
That sort of stress and anger, bitterness, whatever that negative feeling is, has the power to negatively impact your life, not their life. You're not going to do something to them. That's their business. And so it really is important to allow that to go, and to the process to forgive is to see love for the other person. We can't just say, okay, I forgive them, because it's more deep and it's more emotional than that. It's mm-hmm. to get into that place of love. Go ahead.
I'm taking us to break, and I hate to do it. It's the rigors of commercial radio, but here we go. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is the wonderful Kimberly Rooney. We'll be right back after this.
People! The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is Kimberly Rooney. She is the author of the new book, Spiritual 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls, What to Do When Life Hits You Upside the Head. Now, Kim, we spent a little bit of time before the break talking about the power of forgiveness. This book has, it's beautifully laid out with your story and then dives into these wonderful components of transformation that everyone can use no matter what their Arthur is. And I'm wondering, there's so much good information in here. What is it that you feel is the core of the book? What do you most want people to take away from this?
I think, you know, the core of it for the book to work, and you say it beautifully, is the book is laid out as a journey. That, you know, it's about starting with yourself, it's moving into your heart, and then it's moving into what you can do, how you can act through play and meditation, and it moves you right through this place. But it all starts with what I call the three C's. It's courage, choice, and change. It's taking personal responsibility for your life itself, not giving your Arthur power. When you give your challenge or your Arthur power, it goes crazy. It's like, woohoo, it throws itself a party. And that's not feeling so good for you. You know, that's happy for the Arthur, but not so great for us personally. But when we say, oh, no, no, I'm in charge. Like, I get to lead this dance. I am here with my arms out and ready to go. That's when all the beautiful dance steps or tools within this book or just nuggets of information really allow us to move gracefully with our dance partners. And it comes from having the courage to make that move. It takes a lot of courage. Like, I went skydiving once, and that is a walk in the park in relationship to saying, okay, I created my Arthur. That's mm-hmm. courage. Getting up and dancing with our challenges is courage. And then to know that we have choices. We have lots of choices. And it doesn't happen overnight. I talk about my moment in the tub when I had this realization that this couldn't run my life anymore. I needed to find that passion. But it didn't happen overnight. It's just that courage and that choice to get past that moment and day by day, remember every day, you know, in the small chunks is to make these choices. And it's truly by embracing change. If we want our challenge to look differently in our lives or to go away, or to be a happier place, depending on what the challenge is, we need to embrace change, because you need to change in order to make something different, to make your circumstances different. And mm-hmm. I love the three C's. They're magical.
For yourself, I know that for me, making the change and being courageous is a process. It's every day, as you say, every day making those changes. How do you personally keep yourself on track? Because as you say, you still have your Arthur. Mm-hmm. How do you keep yourself on track? How do you keep yourself inspired and willing to continue to make change, continue to show up with courage?
Well, we are human. So, you know, we fall down. I still fall down. You know, chocolate bars still look good. You know, I can still have that moment where I'm like, really, you did that? But then it's that instant awareness. You know, as you practice this every day and every day, and you say, it's fascinating to those reels of negative stuff that go on in your head, you change. It's, you know, it's like how you get good at something. It's like sports, because that's my life. You know, you practice and you practice and you practice and you practice and you practice, and you really get good at it, and it becomes an absolute. It just happens. It's the same with what goes on in this book. This book isn't meant to be read fast because, like you said, this journey isn't fast. It's taking the time to do the work every day. So for me, if I wake up all crabby and cranky, or I decide to eat pizza one day, gluten-free, of course, you know, I don't get mad at myself. I give myself compassion, and I know that, okay, tomorrow I just need to stay on this path, or angry at somebody, I sit down with my notebook and I write all the fabulous things about them. I send them love. I wake up every day and I'm grateful for everything, even the small things, the pillow I slept on, to the fact that I get to wake up and breathe and feel the air. You know, it doesn't need to be grand. It can be small, but it's for everything. So it's these tools that if you take the time because you're worth it, then that's how the transformation helps. And that's how, you know, instead of it being a long, drawn-out process, you can change it in an hour or two, or instantaneously, depending on what it is.
Now, you work with people one-on-one as well to help them make changes. Can you let people know how they can get in touch with you? And I'd also love to know what's next, because there's a hint of a second book in your bio there.
There is. Yes, I do love to work with people one-on-one, and it's all on my website, KimberlyA.com, and it just says work with me, and there's different ways to do it, anywhere from, you know, locally here in Minneapolis, a book club, or just, you know, over the phone one-on-one, and it takes being ready to change. You know, it takes being ready to have that courage to move forward, and yes, a new book. This just still boggles my mind, because I didn't like to write and now I love it. And one of the most beautiful things that I see and that I'm grateful for is when you look back and connect the dots, remember that it's still out there. You know, you go to a restaurant and you get a children's menu and you make a beautiful picture by connecting the dots.
That's right.
What you do in life, you look back, and even when the dots are kind of ugly or scary or crappy, in the big picture, it's creating something magnificent. And this happens every day, every week, every month, or over the course of a lifetime. And I really want to add not only my stories with this, but other people's stories to really get people to understand that every moment, no matter if it's fantastic or challenging, it's a beautiful piece to the big picture. As long as we accept it and look at it with gratitude, tomorrow, it'll be something different.
That is wonderful. And thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate your energy and your message and your willingness to continue the dance. Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Thank you.
That was Kimberly Rooney. Her new book is Spiritual, 2x4s and Other Wake-Up Calls. Find out more about Kim. Connect with her and her work at KimberlyARooney.com. And that's all the time that we have for today. Please go to KarenHager.com and click on everything. And thank you for listening. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show, Out of the Fog, with Karen Hager. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. If you're looking for compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive guidance, visit FogCityPsychic.com today to book your session with Karen. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to FogCityPsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tick-borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.